Dennis Rogers is owner of Alaska Sea Adventures, which offers trips on the vessel Northern Song for overnight whale watching and nature tours throughout Southeast. He was on a charter trip with 8 guests cruising along the shorelines of Kyu and Kuprinoff Islands west of Petersburg. He says they spotted 3 orcas, including a whitish one, along the Kuprinoff shoreline on August 7th.
It sure made spotting them easy when they went down underwater. They disappear, and typically very hard to follow. But having a white one under the water, you could see him probably an easy 10 feet below the surface, this big white shape moving along there.
The boat was able to stay with the whales. Stephanie Hayes is first mate on the Northern Song and a doctoral candidate at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She was able to get some good photographs for identification.
When the killer whales of the other killer whales of the pod first popped out of the water, it's exciting, of course, because killer whales, orcas, are wonderful to see. But then I saw kind of a glow under the water and thinking, wow, that's an awfully white killer whale. It's doing something funny. And no, it was just genuinely the white killer whale, and it popped up, and you know, you could hear an audible gasp from everybody on the bow going, oh my gosh, what are we seeing here? It was really incredible.
This orca was born in 2018. Researchers have assigned it a catalog number, 46B1B, based on its lineage. But its nickname is a little more poetic. It's called Tuluk, a Coast Salish word for moon. It's a grayish moon color without the typical black and white pattern. It does have intricate markings very visible near its dorsal fin, which also help with an ID. Scientists call animals like this leucistic, which is a different inherited condition than albinism. Jared Towers is a killer whale researcher with Fisheries and Oceans Canada.
I don't believe it's an albino whale. It's not quite pure white, and it doesn't have the pink eyes that would indicate albinism. But, you know, there's a possibility that it has some kind of rare condition, which includes partial albinism. But I think it's probably more so a lack of pigment, which is much more common.
Still, Towers calls this animal quite rare, with just 2 currently alive and just 5 or 6 documented in this population in the last 80 years or so. Others have been documented closer to Russia. This whale's mother and grandmother have ranged up and down the Pacific coast. The family, though, is more commonly seen around Vancouver Island. Towers believes it's the first trip for this 2-year-old into Alaskan waters.
I think it's great that the little guy has been seen up there. He seems to be healthy. Every time I've seen him, he's looking pretty good. And again, not surprising that he has shown up. The family has a long sightings history in that area, as well as BC and Puget Sound, Washington, and as I said, even as far south as Oregon.
He notes killer whales travel quickly, and it's likely this group could be back near Vancouver Island in just a couple weeks. There are multiple distinct types of orcas, which eat different food. The resident whales focus on fish. Other rare offshore orcas are shark eaters, but this whale belongs to the meat eaters, or Biggs killer whales, also called transients. They feast on porpoises, dolphins, sea lions, and seals. This pod was observed swimming the shoreline of Mitkoff Island near Petersburg a couple days later. The Northern Song's Hayes was able to get more photographs and observe some feeding.
So right outside Sandy Beach, the pod was making a kill, presumably on seal. And then right off of City Creek, we were able to watch the pod make what looks like another kill or another hunt in that area also.
Sightings continued near Petersburg, drawing photographers and whale enthusiasts to the Frederick Sound shoreline. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.